Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's how we say thank you so much to Johan Els, and of course, he's back tomorrow. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is Thursday Live, man. It's going on right through up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. I just wanted to start it this way, in a way that we are all used to. The music that accommodates everyone.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Oh yeah. They're the ones who are going to be the future leaders. Teach them that we need to love each other. Right, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. Mfundisi Makam is on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. I trust you are well, sir. Namhlanje ukhulumela phansi sengathi phuza itili ngana elinganabisi kwenze njani na?
Ileli ngenashukela.
Yeah. Kwenze njani?
Ngizama ukuziphatha kahle.
No, qhubeka ukuziphathe kahle kodwa kukhulunyelwa phezulu.
Angithi ngizama
tonight it's something else, man. Something else. We are talking about prodigality. Angithi mfundisi Makam. Mfundisi Makam.
Mfundisi wami ngiyakuzwa.
Ngithi sikhuluma ngeprodigality namhlanje angithi.
Prodigality. Yes.
Yeah, something that many people don't want to talk about because kukhona la ibathasha khona. Bafihle iprodigality ngamasonto abamakhulu. Nama building amakhulu bafihle iprodigality. Kodwa yona ikhona.
Ikhona
and yenzeka. Abanye kufa abantu, abanye kulimala abantu, abanye abantu base bayeka nokukhonza because someone
uyiprodigality.
Yeah, chose that path. Yayibona. And much of the times it's something that people don't want to talk about. They like to talk about other things, you know, and all those things and stuff. But this one they never touch. Because somehow they feel ukuthi with the success they have, they are actually right. That prodigality was actually not a prodigality at all. And they don't care the people that they raise who become riddled with prodigality. They basically go to an extent of overlooking, you know, all those things And it's quite sad. We see these kinds of things really happening. We're touching base on this, the issue of prodigality, what prodigality is even all about. We're touching base on that. And I trust as we do so, the Father will grace you quite amazingly as we do so. And what does it mean? And we will go to the story of the prodigal son if it needs me. We will go to the story of the prodigal son and check on the story of the prodigal son. Yabon. And it's important to look into these things much of the times, you know, Guti. Hey, yeah, prodigality really happens, you know. Yeah, it happens. And today we still don't want to talk about it the way we are supposed to. And it's a bit of a problem. It is a bit of a problem, you know. And I think, you know, the Father help us so much that we look into this, you know, and look into this in the proper of ways. Because when it comes to prodigality, many people had gone on to actually not talk about this. But what is it even all about? Luke chapter 15 speaks about this, but it also speaks about excess, indulgence in one's life, excessive indulgence in one's life to such an to such an extent that you want to actually live your life that actually satisfies you alone at the expense of others, you know. And it is quite sad that we see this. Let's just go to the book of Luke chapter 15. Then we'll speak other things. In Luke chapter 15, there's something that I want to take note of, you know, when it comes to prodigality. And listen to the story. Prodigality here is about the lost son. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided them. He divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. He wasted his possessions with prodigal living. What is prodigality? You know, and I said to you, it is the state of an excess when one they say has what we call an excess living. You know, you take what you think belongs to you and you spend it frivolously. You spend it frivolously. You waste it. In other words, you waste it. And then it says also, but when he had spent all, prodigal living, prodigality, is someone who takes what they think is theirs and they backslide, they move away, or they separate, or they divide, or they cut themselves off, or they split. Gunama splits kakul. And all this is brought on by prodigality. People want to live lavish lifestyles. And says, then he went and joined himself. He says, but when he had spent all there, arose a severe famine in that land. And he began to be in want. He began to lack. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Salanya kamereko. And I told him, Sebenzi, wokufida izingulube.
Wokufida ingulube.
And he would gladly have filled with stomach with pods that the swine ate. Pods, yes, ma banana,
cabbage,
matanga, in yeah.
And
I'm a fruit, a lasha, lawa, kupulula, ukupululisbu, vesuyaja. Yeah, and he would gladly fill his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. And no one gave him anything. Upelili mali. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.'" Underline that. "I've sinned against heaven and before you. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when we're still far away off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servant, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son who was dead is alive again." Underline that, "who was dead is alive again. He was lost," underline lost, "he is found," and he began to be merry. Prodigality is associated with a rebellion that comes with the lust for nice things, the lust for power, the lust for control, the lust for the world. And you take the portion of what is being saved and heaped up for you, and you move. And many people do that. And they would take a portion of what is being built up for them, and they move. Mfundisi Makam is training this young pastor, and he's building up for him. And this young pastor says, "Ah, mara yini na loku mi rapelela batho ba wa mos mfundisa ha skoti kusendla leswingana so mafamba ntamkuma attendeni ya mina sengizakhele yami tende sengizenzelo kwami mina sengizakhelo kwami gama lakhe sokuzakhele yes and then that which you thought was yours starts to fade away. And when it fades away, you must take this thing very seriously. Yoguti, why was he joined? The word, it says, he joined himself to the citizen there in that world who gave him a work to feed swine.
Yeah.
It means he made a covenant. Yabona, when things start to go awry, now that you start to realize, hey, that anointing was not actually mine, it belonged to the Father.
Yeah.
You start to realize, hey, those miracle signs and wonders actually were happening because of the grace of the Father, not because I am anointed.
Yeah.
And people start to see you as ordinary and not extraordinary men of God. And people start to see you as another mistake. And they start to step back. And those people who are enjoying with you, ni pili nice time, ni shoot and puma guma Facebook, ni koga makoloro, wobu bishop. Aba se command.
Yeah.
Mubabaya bo na uguti. This guy, the route that he had taken, has come to a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And that is why he joins himself with a man who has a pig stall. swine. He joins himself, he makes a covenant with him, ukuthi ayodlisa izilwane ezingcolile, which means he makes a covenant with a businessman who is in a business yokungcola. And even when he arrives there, he doesn't meet much success. He actually becomes denigrated to the level of the very swine that he feeds. And he eats with them. Excess living, that is prodigality. The zest for life. And this into lazy abantu abashumayelayo. Live your life. Have fun. Buy the biggest car. And what they make you enter into debt. Excess living. Prodigality. You take what is not yours. You spend it. Eish. I don't want to say what the other son said, because I want to say, okay, that's not our business for now. We'll handle it later.
Yeah,
but this is what prodigality is all about. And when you look at prodigality, you would see it goes hand in hand with improvidence. It goes hand in hand with excess. And I'm going to look into excess as to what is meant by the concept of excess. And so that we can understand this quite well, because I think the issue of prodigality, see bamba kancane makamu, sibambe lapho kulahlekeleni kwendodana bese siyeka lapho. But
inkinga mruthi sicabanga I prodigality ukuthi kulahleka.
Yeah, that is actually excess. When someone is greedy for more. This is something that was happening to Absalom, the son of David. And then he wanted to live in excess. He had excess. He did whatever he wanted to do with his father's kingdom when his father was still alive and when he was alive. And then he started to say, I don't need this man. I'm taking what's mine. I don't need him. I'm taking what's mine and I'm going to spend it my way. I don't know if you remember, there was a song that was done in the 80s, and you could see with Lengomale, yes, Tagata, it's my life. If you own your life, why do you lose it? Because you'll pass away one day. Why do you lose it? You can't say it's your life.
Kunjai.
Excess living is just like drunkenness. Excess living is just like drunkenness. And I want to show you some things, Makam. Ngisabheke ezwini. So ngifuna ukuzibeka kahle lezinto lezi. Ngizibeke kahle. An unbalanced lifestyle, prodigality. It is an unbalanced lifestyle. And we see it also exemplified with revelry, an unbalanced lifestyle. And that is what we see today. Kushunyayelwa yona lento le prodigality, that we live lifestyles that are unbalanced. And kuyachatshulwa mase siwa endleleni ngoba siba itopic yokuthi ha mbhekeni uwile. Kota sonke lesikhathi bebaloku bangibiza bhuti madlisa bangangitshela ukuthi hey ndoda uya
uzowa kusasa.
Revelry, drunkenness, you find people in these social functions, social butterfly, in these community gatherings and feasts, you find this person there. That is prodigality, revelry, excess. That is prodigality. And of course, Mfundisi Makamu, let me give you time. I have so many notes on this, man. I'm trying to sift some notes. I have so many notes. Let me give over to you. What comes to mind when we talk about prodigality, Mruti?
Ngiyabonga Mfundisi wami ukuthi na sibe ne topic enhle kakhulu and isivula amehlo. Saba nenkinga ukuthi na when we talk about prodigality, we think about umntana wokulahleka. A prodigality, mfundisi, is not about mtana kulahleka. A prodigality is about overexpending.
Yeah, a lifestyle.
Lifestyle, you spend.
Excess.
And you spend uncontrollable. Akuna muntu azokutshela because iyami le mali.
Yeah.
Uma ngisebenza ngangiyi-1, kwaungekho.
Beningekho.
Yeah, so ungangitsheli.
Yeah.
Ungangitsheli wena, akuyikho into ungangitshela yona.
Lokushi kwemishini ndikethi awungari kona.
Wawungarikona, wabona ke. Yeah. So that is prodigality.
Yeah.
Then we as a Christian, we associate in prodigality, the prodigal son.
Yeah, yeah.
That is where the mistake is. Now,
prodigality is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle of expenditure. You understand?
Excess.
In excess, I'll tell all mundo. I'll funu kuza mundo.
Yeah.
Ngendlela kungakhona. You understand? So, that is prodigality. Now, mfundisi wami, kuno daba la. Lokuthi na. Umntana okulahleka kwenza umzekelo ngaye ukuthi na umntana okulahleka wathatha ifa wahamba nalo wafika endleleni walidla lonke laphela bese wahalela ukudla kweingulube but uqala he had well with him. And why selling this out sharper? This reminds me of a gift unkulunkulu ayiphumuntu. We have to remember that when God gives somebody a gift, unkulunkulu akayithathi. But into azoyenza unkulunkulu umabona ukuthi le nto uyiphatha budlaba. Unkulunkulu azosuka kuwe. Usala ne gift without God. Then you will suffer the consequences of not wanting to walk with him. So prodigality hamba lapho mfundisi wami. Kuna mfana lapha ngamazi mfundisi wami ukwa thola nje bo 700 something thousand. Weza kimi ngaze ngakhuluma naye mina abuya kothenga ijeta. Wabona la majeta we golf tour la wa. Yeah. Wayithenga wafika wathi afuna ama leather seat ngayenza ama leather seat ngamnika ngayigijima ngayo always excel umthola ukuthi na unabangani ba 6 amehla bovu excel ngo 5 amehla bovu. Udriver uye Koloni, udriver uye Natal, udriver uya kuphukupa agijima nabo. Today, I'm in Stallion. I spoke to the boy, good man. As unkulunkulu blessing, alendlela. Be wise. Be wise, ngoba. Now, I'm a room lapana. Kunendoda ngaleso sikhathi lesawa. La ma room lawa beka u 80. Yaiwa tengisa 90,000. Tenga la ma room ube utenga ma venture nyana abo 3-4. Athala abantwana then uma kuphela inyanga uzoba uhola imali yama room. Bone imali laphayana wathi hayi mfundini mani ndiyazi uthetha leyo nhlobo mfundini mani ndiyazi ukuthi ndenza ntoni mina. Okay, today uhamba ngestaloni ahamba buthela ama oil. Somebody who was supposed now to be a boss of his own.
Yeah,
you understand. So that is prodigality. Because when you overspend into unkulunkulu akunike yona then uyisebenzisa umhlaba unkulunkulu uyashuka kwaleyo nto le lapho then kuzosala uyi-1 and ukusaleni kwakho uyi-1 there will be a problem. Because God is no longer there for you. And if God is no longer there for you, you will suffer the consequences. You will be zabathakatha ukuthi inkinga mina ndlule ku Ray wangibheka kabi ingamazi uyathakatha hey nini une jealousy nami akuna jealousy net ubeni overspending ngendlela engafanele and uNkulunkulu akayifuni leyo nto le lapho. God want you to be a man. God, that is why little Bible ku verse ngithola laphana lithina wealth at an early age can also become a curse. Can also become a curse, but it's not a curse, but can be a curse in God. Lo muntu lo uthola iwealth aka ingqondo yakabi mature. You understand? And this person, azoba adonsa left and right, amantombazane, igogwane, abobanibani, bamuyisa left and right, ukuthi bayabaspenda izinto lezi kwakumele uyazigcina. But akasazigcini. So uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi siphathe kahle ingcebo uma uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona. Siphathe ngokuhlakanipha, singayiphathi noma kanjani ingcebo uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona.
So I hear you. Look, we are talking about prodigality and some of the misconceptions that are there. And of course, it is not wrong to associate it with being lost. You know, but much of the times I think we have individualized it to an extent that we exclude ourselves from the concept that we also become engaged in a way in a form of prodigality. We do, and we need to be cautioned with the word, and the word speaks about this lost guy who basically he was in what we call excess living.
Excess living, yes.
Extravagant living. Wasteful behavior. And so, and it's called prodigality. That wasteful behavior. And it comes because of the lust that we have to an extent that we might take. Hey, kona bantu muna, ikat lesasa laga kokwake.
Yes.
Lugumasho.
Yes. Yes.
Because uye magane mali ukweleta uyenzani uyathenga kuze kufanele ukuthi athathe ikweletu.
Yeah.
It is quite sad we see those kinds of things. I'm looking at Proverbs and I want to go back at Kings. First Kings chapter 20 verse 16. It says something here. And it says, so they went out at noon. Meanwhile, Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings helping him were getting drunk at the command post. Eh? They were getting drunk. These are evil alliances that bring what we call excess living. They were getting drunk. And let's check these princes. Let's go back just a verse. It says, then he mustered the young leaders of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them, he mustered all the people, all the children of Yasharal, 7,000. So they went out at noon. Meanwhile, at noon, Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings helping him were getting drunk. At the command post. They were getting drunk at the command post. And that's why they experienced defeat. So that is excess living. And this is how sinful it is. The prodigal son, as we call him, he calls it a life of sin against heaven and a life of sin against his own father. Some of us, we choose, you know, to even abandon our wives, our husbands, because we want to live a life of excess. And we call it a free life. Says, look, it's my money. It's my money. It's my wealth. It's my money. And then you go. And you go. Yeah. And you go and you forget that in a far country, this is figurative, in a far country, you are going to make a covenant with a citizen of that country and who has a job with pigs, which means works of dirtiness. Because excess living, to maintain it, you'll end up getting into dirty jobs. so that you can maintain it. Uchonche, when's the fraud, when's the in. Yes.
Are you kind of... Are you kind of...
Okay. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you as to what excess living is even all about. I'll be talking to Robert Mahamba and, of course, the prophet, Hlengwe Mtimba, will also be talking to us. And now I realize also Dr. Lesego Molokwane will also be talking to us about this interesting and wonderful topic, I say.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
All right, let's talk to Prophet Hlengwe Mtimba. It's always good to hear your voice. Prophet.
I take this opportunity to greet all the listeners in the wonderful name and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's sermon, where we are going to be speaking about the spirit of prodigality in our lifetime. And I hope that this sermon is going to touch your life as it has touched mine, and speak to you as it has spoken to me. So, beloved, today we are going to address a spirit, you know, that is silently eating away at our generation. And it is the spirit of prodigality. You know, in the story of the prodigal son, we often focus on the father's mercy and the son's return. But, you know, there's a deeper lesson about a destructive mindset that has found its way into our homes, into our businesses, and even churches. You know, the mindset of wastefulness, the reckless living, and, you know, mismanagement of the resources that God has given us and opportunities, you know, it has infected the body of Christ in a big way. And firstly, before we go on, let us define the spirit. What is the spirit of prodigality? You know, the word prodigal, it means you know, wasteful, it means extravagant, you know, it means careless. And you know, this spirit is not just about money, it's also about a lifestyle, you know, that neglects, you know, your divine responsibility, that abuses the grace of God, you know, and pursues pleasure at the expense of your purpose. You know, it is when we take what God has blessed us with, you know, we take our time, we take our talents, we take our finances, we take our relationships, and we squander them, you know, without, you know, accountability or even vision for that matter. So in the book of Luke chapter 15, the young man, you know, demanded his inheritance before time. And, you know, this represents the impatience, and it also represents entitlement, you know, which are the two characteristics of the spirit in our generation. We want, you know, the blessings from God, but we want them without the process. We want prosperity, you know, but we don't want to have the discipline that comes with prosperity. You know, we want positions, but we don't want to go through the preparation that it takes, you know, to occupy the positions in the house of God. And when you want to identify these signs, you know, in your own life or, you know, in other people, you know, first of all, you see that people of the spirit, you know, they are impatient and they want instant gratification all the time. You know, we live, you know, in a now culture, you know, even with songs and music, it's only, you know, it touches our hearts for 2 minutes and that's it. You know, people no longer want to wait on God's timing. They rush into decisions, they rush into careers, they rush into relationships because, you know, they want immediate results. The prodigal son, you know, could not wait for the father's season. He demanded his inheritance before it was due, and you know, because he could not wait, he wanted instant gratification. You know, it destroyed him. Mm. You know, two. You see, these people are wasteful, and you know they mismanage their affairs. Mm. You know, how many people today waste resources? They overspend on luxuries. You know, they chase trends instead of building legacies. You know, companies collapse, families suffer because of poor stewardship. You know, God blesses us, but this spirit it makes us careless with the blessings that God is giving us. Amen. Mm. And you know, it causes us to be reckless. You know, and seek worldly pleasure above God. You know, if in the Bible it tells us that the son spent all the money that he had, you know, on unrighteous things. And this spirit will isolate you and give you pride. You know, the prodigal son left the father's house, you know, breaking forth from the father's covering, from his counsel. And you know, many people today, they reject spiritual authority, they reject mentorship and accountability. And if you have this spirit, you know, you can identify this, you know, by financial lack, because you have squandered, you know, your resources, you know, spiritual dryness in your life. Mm. You know, you have famine in your soul, and you have no purpose, you know, and when you have no purpose, your destiny is delayed. And you know, it is in my heart that as a people, we need to work on overcoming the spirit of prodigality. You know, we need to return to the father. You know, the Bible tells us that the son came to himself and he returned. No matter how far you've gone, you know, you need to take the first step of repentance when you identify this spirit in your life. And you need to value, you know, what God has given you. You need to be a good steward of time, you know, of your talents and all the treasures that God has given you. And you need to be accountable. You need to remain under the spiritual covering of God. Mm. And in your spiritual father. And you need to embrace delayed gratification. You need to wait on God's timing. You know, don't rush on things that you are not ready to handle. And you know, I just want to declare a prophetic declaration upon everyone who is listening to this message today. You know, let this be the last day that the spirit is operating in your life. You know, I want to declare in the name of Jesus, you know, that every spirit of waste, every reckless habit that you have, and every power that is causing you to squander your opportunities is broken today in the name of Jesus. You're not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste your money. You're not going to waste your anointing. You're not going to waste your destiny. From today, you're going to be guided by wisdom. You know, wisdom is going to guide all your steps. You are going to fulfill your purpose without delay. You are not going to lean on your own understanding, but you are going to lean on the understanding of the Father. Amen. You know, the prodigal son was restored when he returned. Likewise, if you have wasted, you know, your years, your resources, you know, your life, you know, God can restore you. But you must also take responsibility. You must refuse to live a careless life. Mm. You must refuse to walk in prodigality. You must be intentional. You must be disciplined. You must be faithful with what God, you know, has entrusted you with. So that we come out, you know, of this comfort zone with the spirit of prodigality, so that we are a different kind, you know, of people in the body of Christ, the people that know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mm. As we close this, I pray that everyone's prayer should be, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, teach how us to wait. Mm. God bless you.
So, may the Father do you good. I really appreciate that. Is Prophet Lingwe Mtimba there in Dobsonville, man. Go and look for the ministry there, fellowship there, and get such wisdom that is taking place there. It's amazing. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bullpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bullpit ine 40 years yasungulwane. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela nge packages ukuncedisa sincedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Live life with us. Tune into radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. And we are talking about prodigality. Mfundisi Makam, umzwile u prophet ehlengwe mtimba. Makam.
Ngiyakuzwa prophet.
Umzwile u prophet ehlengwe mtimba. Makam.
Ngiyakuzwa mrhuthi.
Pendula ndoda, pendula, pendula. Umzwile. Lokuthi yebo nje sengathi sisesikole umzwile na, which means explain ukuthi uzweni. Elaborate.
Oh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, no, I can't hear you clearly, man. I'm not too busy and it's making a noise on us. But send us your WhatsApp, so 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, my friend Godfrey there, somehow I didn't get your message, but I'm happy that I'm getting it now. And I really, really am happy, my friend. Thank you so much. And you can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base, the issue of prodigality.
Get ready, South Africa. Radio Pulpit is proud to be the official media sponsor for the Let Me See Jesus South Africa tour with the world-renowned worship leader, Matt Redman. Two cities, four worship nights, and two exclusive events. The tour dates will be 10 and 11 September in Cape Town and the 12th and 13th of September in Pretoria. Calling all worship leaders, teams, songwriters, and musicians, this is your moment. Be inspired, uplifted, and join thousands as we celebrate 10,000 reasons to worship together. Tickets are selling fast, so visit quicket.co.za today to secure your spot for this unforgettable experience. Brought to you by New Light Events and Transparent Productions in partnership with Radio Pulpit. Stay tuned for updates and visit radiopulpit.co.za for all the details. Don't miss Let Me See Jesus South Africa Tour with world-renowned worship leader Matt Redman. We'll see you there.
Six, five, seven, Media Moive Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about this kind of excess living, man, outside of the will of the Father, a disobedience of a sort. We are touching base on it and what it is even all about. It's called prodigality. And some of the misconceptions that have been there when we talk about this, so that, you know, people can hide the notion of prodigality, you know, and give us wrong impressions with regards to this. It's quite sad. And, of course, on the line I have Godfrey. Godfrey, thank you so much. I appreciate. What say you?
Yeah, good evening, Brother Ray, and your guests.
Thank
and
you, my friend.
Listeners. Our prodigality, this verse is very, very extreme about extreme expenditure, spending profusely without limit. It is derived from Luke, one of the verses I've picked up, Luke 15, verse 11 to 32, where a father had two sons who were loyal to him, but the other one decided to take his inheritance, go to a far country and spend it until it was finished. A famine came in the land that he was, and then he lost everything. He ended up working for a farmer, and then he took care of the swines, the pigs, which was a derogatory, a low ranking or humiliating position. And according to the Jews, then when he got hungry, he started eating the same food that the pigs were eating. And then he recalled that back home, he never got hungry. Even his father's servants were well fed. This is prevalent these days. We spend excessively. Whatever we have, expenditure, it takes many forms. We are required by the scripture to be generous, to pay tithes, to pay offerings, to pay alms, to help the needy, to help the sick, the poor. And also, at the same time, we also have to live and spend it on ourselves and our family. There is no balance lately. I don't know, there's a spirit that's driving us to impress at times, or at times not to learn to we are financially illiterate. We don't budget, we don't we spend excessively, spend more than we earn, and then end up being in debt. And all that, it's we're being seduced by the banks' lendings, the prospects. We can't wait anymore for labor until we accumulate and then spend. We spend our future before we even earn it. And as a result, we become slave to that which we have joined ourselves in, the creditors, the lenders that will lend to us. The scripture tells us that if we're in the Most High, where his children, we will not borrow, but will be the ones lending. But the believers today, it's hardly like that. There's only one person who's gaining most places, the church leader, the pastors, the apostles, the those are the people who own churches. They own churches literally, because it becomes a family franchise. When the father retires, the child takes over. We've seen that many times with our charismatic churches and these traditional pseudo Afro mixing churches that we have in our country. It's a generational inheritance, something like that. Yeah, those people, those are the ones who get money, but they don't lend it and then help out others. So we become poor. And then we're also misled that if you give generously, you will get returns. This cuts both ways. It doesn't matter whether it's church or business. We the other end, the people who are misleading us, whether it being the banker, marketers, telemarketers, or a church and whatnot, is the same thing. It's money generating enterprise. You go, we are collector, and then the one who collect a lot, enough, more than everybody else, get appraisal. The one who pays more, who tithes more, who in church who contribute more, gets to sit with the head pastor at the dinner table or in front in those sofas as high there, as covered with linen. So there is a reward. We're encouraged to spend more than what we have because we are promised returns. And this is it's leading us to be poor and broke and sudden. We end up destroying our lives, our families. Others, we spend our hardly earned inheritance or from our inherited from our parents in drugs, excessive drinking, partying, boasting, labels, clothes, cars, shoes, food we eat, the restaurants that we eat, the drinks that we drink. You no longer drink water free from the tap. You rather drink drink. You don't even buy it cheap at the supermarket. You'll go at the club where it's triple the price. Then the more pricier you pay, the good you feel. There is that misconception that is being portrayed and driven to us that in order to be happy, to be satisfied and fulfilled, you must overspend. This wastefulness, carelessness, it's like that. We are caught in difficult times, and we end up not able to maintain ourselves, our family, our lives. We get into debt, a vicious circle. We borrow, we can't pay the things that are taken away, repossessed. We buy expensive things, we rebuy, we do all these things. Yeah, we need to be wise. The spirit of wisdom is in Yahuwah. Yeah, sure, it's funny that we are so obsessed with money, gold, and status. But Yeshua, Yahusha Mashiach, when he left, he didn't leave a will. He left his words. He told us to make disciples, to repent, and to accept him as a Lord and Savior, to be baptized. He didn't leave a mansion. He didn't leave diamonds and gold for Peter and Paul or Mary or Johnny's father. He didn't even have a place to stay, an apartment. He couldn't even bury himself. He didn't have a funeral cover of Christ.
Ish.
Instead, somebody took care of him, a rich businessman. So the prodigality of us these days is extreme. We need to learn financial management, and then we shouldn't be deceived by trickery, and to be feel guilty if we don't spend on most of the things that I've mentioned, that we should be aware of them. It's a very sad state of affair, because we end up now being blacklisted and all of that. In church also, these are the most subtle things, because we do that every week, week in, week out. You go there, you spend your money, taxi going there, you pay maletikiti, whatever it is that you're paying there. You pay, and then willingly you broke, but you just spend a lot of money there. Your child cannot go to school, but you are able to go and post. It's like people need assurity to be boosted. They don't believe what they are blessed. It's the same thing that Adam and Eve, they were at a high level, high position, next to the Most High. Yahuwah used to visit them and spoke to them, but they were easily deceived by the devil, who made them to feel less important than what the Most High has put them. We also want this validation, to be validated by people who do bakubone bazongibona. Such as some people, baba parents leave money for them, and then about 1,000 a bank sebayamazi go pay tavern go pay. Every day we are withdraw 5,000, we spend tenga machwala. It's not new into a prodigal son. So I think I should stop here. This topic is quite interesting. Thank you, bye.
Thank you so much, Godfrey. Look, man, you can still send. You can still send if you feel good. You know, thank you so much. We appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's my friend, Godfrey. I've asked him during the day. He said, look, man, become part of the show. We are talking about this.
Advertise your business on Radio Pulpit and get back on track. Radio Pulpit is a trusted brand for over 40 years with more than 400,000 listeners. We are now offering better than ever packages on radio and our combined platforms to boost your business. To advertise, contact Sanet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word advertise to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.